When Indiana University student Ben Siegelbaum isn't in class, you'll find him in his dorm room, on his computer, engulfed in all things sports. So when he saw several ads on TV for the website DraftKings, he immediately signed up.
I did it when I needed to win money quick.
The websites allow people to log on and create fantasy teams for everything from NFL games to MMA fights. You can win quickly, and the companies claim you can win big.
How many of these games can you play in at once? Is there a limit?
If you have $1 million, you can put $1 in a million contests.
Siegelbaum decided to start small, spending only $25.
I told myself that my parents would kill me if I put in any more than $25. Because I can't imagine that Visa bill saying DraftKings on it and getting a call from my mom and dad saying, what are you doing?
Just about as quickly as he put his money into a game, it was gone.
And I put my money in and it went away because there's 5 million people.
And that adds up quickly. The sites collect hundreds of millions of dollars from fans, which is catching the attention of lawmakers in several states. Arizona, Iowa, Louisiana, Montana, Nevada, Washington, and now New York have outlawed the sites. They argue it's gambling, but DraftKings and FanDuel advertise their fantasy offerings as games of skill. Republican State Representative Alan Morrison says that's only partially true.
I do feel that it is gaming. Somebody takes money and they build a team and they put that money down in a contest and they either walk away with more money or they walk away with no money. And I guess if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
According to the Indiana Gaming Commission, gaming facilities in the state have paid more than $150 million in taxes so far this year. While daily fantasy sites are happy to take Hoosiers money, Morrison says they're not paying anything.
Now, by no means do I think that their tax structure should look the same as the existing, because it's a different game and there's different amounts of money that ultimately the house gets to keep. But something has to be left behind for the state of Indiana.
There are also concerns about who's behind the keyboard on the sites. When you sign up for DraftKings, all you have to do is check a box saying you're 18 years old. You don't even have to provide a birth date. And on FanDuel, all you'll find is a small disclaimer saying joining confirms you're at least 18. Republican State Senator John Ford says that's cause for concern.
You know, I've heard stories, and there's been a lot of stories of kids underage, you know, as young as 12, signing up and playing, and you know, we need to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Ford plans to work with the state's gaming commission before drafting any legislation that would regulate the daily fantasy sites. A bill proposed last year that would have allowed racinos to conduct fantasy sports leagues didn't make it very far.
I think now we're kind of past that, where we're looking more towards how do we, you know, rein in and get some control over the current companies that are out there. And that could be through agreements with other casinos that have a license here in Indiana. But it could also be that we work something out where they don't have to go through the casinos.
As legislators consider how to move forward, Siegelbaum says he won't be signing on to DraftKings anytime soon. And he thinks a little regulation wouldn't be a bad thing.
You definitely need to watch out for just like 10-year-olds who crack into their parents' bank account and spend $1,000 on a game.
The Indiana Attorney General's office hasn't weighed in on the issue. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Bloomington.